This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
That brings us to the Noon Ag Show, brought to you today by the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. By M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And by McAdams Millwright Service. We join WSMI Ag Director, Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Tim. Now here in Ag News on your Friday afternoon. The American Families Plan that President Biden outlined in his joint session of Congress speech includes some tax changes of interest to agriculture. American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Congressional Relations Director Pat Wolf says there are three changes that could mean higher taxes for farmers.
One is an increase in the capital gains tax rate that would apply to any sale of land or buildings. The second is a curb on the ability of farmers to sell one asset and buy another without paying capital gains taxes. That's called like-kind exchanges. And the third is a new capital gains tax at death and the repeal of stepped-up basis.
Wolf says the new capital gains tax at death comes with a promise that family farmers who meet certain qualifications would be exempt. AFBF President Zippy Duval recently spoke with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on the issue.
AFBF President Duval did have a conversation with USDA Secretary Vilsack about the proposed changes to tax law. And Mr. Vilsack did say that he would work to make sure that family farms across America were protected from damaging tax code changes.
Under current law, heirs inheriting farmland are allowed to increase the tax basis of their property to fair market value without paying capital gains taxes.
Preserving that, which is called the stepped-up basis, as it is the best outcome for farmers and ranchers. The proposal on the table comes with the promise that farms that continue in families won't have to pay, but there's no details on how that would work, and so it's important to move with caution.
And you can learn more about the stepped-up basis online at fb.org. In other national news here on your Friday, the Department of Agriculture this week announced updates to the livestock insurance policies for 2022 and beyond. USDA says the updates are designed to improve options for producers and to create additional opportunities for producers to participate. The changes include ensuring the class pricing option remains available for purchase even when either the Class 3 or Class 4 milk price is not published. USDA is also relaxing records requirements by allowing monthly total pounds of milk and milk components to be acceptable records instead of daily. The livestock gross margin is available for cattle, dairy, and swine producers and provides protection against loss of gross margin, the market value of livestock minus the feed cost. The changes include allowing producers to purchase coverage on a weekly basis instead of monthly. Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy says, quote, "We strongly feel that these updates will benefit producers and their dairy and livestock operations in the years to come." And earnings reports topped headlines on Wall Street this week, and agricultural businesses seem to be doing well. Syngenta reported first quarter sales of $7.1 billion, up 20% from the same period last year. BASF reported first quarter sales were up 16% to €19.4 billion, or $23.52 billion. AGCO reported sales for the first quarter of this year were approximately $2.4 billion, an increase of 23.5%. Meanwhile, ADM reported first quarter earnings of $689 million. The company says its ag services and oilseeds sector achieved a record first quarter while operating profits 84% higher year over year. Tractor Supply Company reported net sales for the first quarter of 2021 increased by 42.5% to $2.79 billion from $1.96 billion in the first quarter of 2020. Finally, the CME Group reported revenue of $1.3 billion for the first quarter of the year. CME Group's Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Terry Duffy says trading volumes in quarter one have returned to pre-pandemic levels. And we're back here on your Friday afternoon ag show, and moving on into state and local ag news. Farmers in Illinois who would like to run for a three-year term on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, or the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board can now start circulating nomination petitions. Petitions are available through the Commodity Organization and at the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield. The deadline to complete and return these petitions is coming up May 15th for the corn and soybean boards and the end of May on the 31st for the sheep and wool marketing board. To be eligible, every candidate must be 18 years old, have produced and marketed the pertinent commodity they'll be representing last year in 2020, and they must reside in the district they're going to represent, and they must be submitting a valid petition by the filing deadline. Elections for all three boards will be held July 6th, and more information can be obtained by calling the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 524-1083 or on their website at agr.state.il.us. Districts for election in the Corn Marketing Board include 2, 5, 8, 11, and 14. Local districts include District 11, which is Christian, Effingham, Fayette, Montgomery, and Shelby County on the Corn Marketing Board. District 14 is Bond, Clinton, Madison, Monroe, St. Clair, and Washington County. In the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, those districts are 2, 10, 11, 14, 16, and 17. And the district in our local area is District 10, which is Christian, DeWitt, Macon, Moultrie, and Shelby County. And for the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board, they have openings in District 2 and 5. District 5 is in our local area and includes Adams, Brown, Calhoun, Cass, Green, Jersey, Macoupin, Morgan, Pike, Schuyler, and Scott counties. And moving on now into local ag news, and a lot of it to tell you about coming up this weekend. Starting today, the U of I Extension Montgomery County Master Gardeners will be holding their 10-inch hanging basket sale. They'll be holding that in the parking lot between the Masonic Lodge and Brown's Insurance in Hillsboro at 919 South Main. Again today, starting at 9 a.m. through 6 this evening, and again tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. until they're sold out. All proceeds from this basket sale go to the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. All hanging baskets are $15. Coming up tomorrow Saturday, the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be holding plant sales at the high school greenhouse. That'll be held Saturday, May 1st and Sunday, May 2nd from 10 till 2. They'll also be open all next week, Monday through Friday, from 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. Also being held on Saturday, the Jerseyville FFA chapter will be holding their plant sales at their greenhouse. The Jerseyville High School greenhouse is located behind the high school, and they'll be there tomorrow Saturday from 9 until 2. Coming up next Saturday, May 8th, the American Farm Heritage Museum in Greenville will be holding their Spring Fling Festival at the museum ground south of Greenville along 127 and I-70, again held next Saturday, May 8th from 8 to 4, rain or shine. There's free general admission, a flea market and swap meet, barbecue competitions, and more. You can learn more about the event on Facebook and online at AmericanFarmHeritageMuseum.com. And one last note here for you on a Friday. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau and the Country Financial Agents in Montgomery County will be sponsoring a benefit golf outing coming up in July. It'll be held at the Indian Springs Golf Course along 185 just east of Coffeen, south of Fillmore. There'll be a shotgun start at 8 a.m. that will feature various contests, lunch, and prizes. The event will benefit Montgomery County food pantries. More details are to come with sign-up information soon to be available on the Farm Bureau's website and their Facebook page, and we'll share that info with you right here on WSMI as well. And that wraps up your Ag News here on a Friday afternoon, but remember you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Friday afternoon, April 30th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.